欢迎大家今天早上一起在这里来敬拜我们的神。圣经这么说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，我们也是他的民，我们是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的宴，当感谢他称颂他，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。我们现在低头祷告。主的父神，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。主啊，谢谢你过去一个礼拜的带领我们平安过来，在你自己的日子时候有聚集你众儿女们来到你面前，你要来敬拜你。主啊，这时候我们祈求你的圣灵在我们中间来帮助我们，好让我们知道怎么的来敬拜你，怎么的来赞美你。神啊，你是配得我们称颂、配得我们赞美的神，你是全能的神，你是信实的神。主，我们把今天早上的崇拜交托仰望在主你手中，求主你自己来带领我们，帮助我们，好让我们所做的一切都是能蒙主你的悦纳，讨主你的喜悦。主啊，祝福我们今天早上的崇拜，感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
刚才我们的风琴手 Daniel 问我一个很好的问题，今天是 service 还是 concert？ 是什么？好，我们当中有没有人需要耳机的 earphone? Do you need earphone for English? Okay, okay, 好好。所以今天是 worship service, 今天是我们敬拜的一个崇拜啊。那所以呢，等一下呢，我们所有的歌我们就阿们，但是不要拍手，好不好？免得这些人想跟你敬礼又觉得很为难啊。那我们都知道，我们一起，今天是我们一起全部的一个对神的一个心意，我们敬拜他哈。我们现在一起来唱，我歌颂你哈，我歌颂你，尊贵的主，借你恩典把我救赎，这是我们永远不能忘记的。我歌颂你，我们的心里这首歌是唱不完的，唱不停的。我歌颂你，尊贵的主，借你恩典把我救赎，你救赎我，代价极重，我一天使向你歌颂。我歌颂你，尊贵的救主，有我歌声向你有歌。我歌颂你，永远歌颂你，因你喜乐已充满我。我歌颂你，上来你让君欢喜，使我回想救主恩典，使我歌唱快乐无边。我歌颂你，尊贵的救主，有我歌声向你有歌。我歌颂你，而你有一首永永远远唱不停的歌，就是耶稣基督拯救我，接纳我，把我带到天父的家中，成为他的儿女，而且跟耶稣基督永远的要掌权。我们有这首诗歌，所以我们就没有沮丧绝望的这个权利。我歌颂你，直到离世，离世不是我们的结束，离世是我们要进入另外更新而且永远美好的跟主耶稣在一起，这是我们的盼望，对不对？现在不管怎么样都要过去，今年也会过去，但是呢，我们有一首永远要歌颂主的歌，就是他为我留的宝血，拯救我这个本来要灭亡的人。我们再唱第三节，我歌颂你直到离世，来，我歌颂你直到离世，无论在家我今死亡进入永生，永永远远我歌颂，用我们的心唱来，我歌颂你，尊贵的救主，有我歌声向你有歌。我歌颂你，永远歌颂你，
这时候我们要用这个奉献啊来敬拜我们的神啊，奉献呢啊不是啊要跟你收钱啊，奉献是我们甘心乐意，因为我们爱我们的神，所以呢我们愿意把啊从神祝福给我们的，我们再把它啊奉献啊给神来做神的事工啊，所以奉献是我们基督徒啊很乐意的一件事情。我们啊低头祷告，慈悲的父神，我们感谢赞美的恩典，在我们的生命当中，你是多么的爱我们，你赐福给我们，你赐平安给我们，你看顾保守我们。主啊，你的恩典实在丰丰富富的在我们每一个人的身上。主啊，今天早上我们再次来到你面前，要来敬拜你的时候，主啊，不只是我们人在这里，不只是我们的心在这里，我们也要用我们所拥有的啊财物来奉献给主你 啊，来当作啊这个事工上的使用。求主你特别来祝福啊我们奉献的弟兄姊妹们，也求主你祝福这些啊奉献能够用在主您的事工上，来造福人类，来让更多的人能够来认识您，能够来接受你。神啊，谢谢你，我们感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
是我的拯救，耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧失呢，耶和华是我的盾牌，耶和华是
This song was not written by someone who enjoyed writing poetry. It wasn't written by someone who just sort of felt like this sounded good.
这个诗歌并不是说啊，为了好听才写了。
This song was written by a man that wrote his heart in this song.
诗歌的作者真的是把他的心意完全表现在这首诗歌当中。
In America, this song has always been one of the most favorite of the American people.
在美国，这首啊奇异恩典真的是流传广泛，而且是经久不衰。
On 9/11, when we had the terrible tragedy,
当在911发生的时候。
You saw that night people going into churches and out on the street, and this is what they were singing.
那个时候，人们都真的是涌到那个教堂里，然后即便是在街上，大家常常唱的就是这首《奇异恩典》。
John Newton lived this song.
这个约翰牛顿他自己的人生就是像这首歌里所描述的那样。
He had a godly mother.
他的母亲非常敬
虔。She taught him for 7 years the things about Jesus, about God.
他的母亲有七年时间之久一直在教他关于神、关于耶稣的事情。
But she died.
但是后来他母亲去世了。
His father was a sea captain.
他的父亲是一个船长。
And as John grew up, that's what he became. He went to sea.
那约翰长大以后，他就像他父亲一样，也在航海。
But he was a rebellious young man.
但是他是一个很悖逆的。
Very immoral.
生活非常的放荡。
He ridiculed religion.
而且他真的是很看不上这个宗教，嘲笑这些人。
He was a slave trader.
他那个时候是一个奴隶贩子。
He had some very rough times during those years.
那他的生活并不是一帆风顺的。
He was so obnoxious that they would put him off the ships. They didn't want him on there.
他自己本人实在是太讨人嫌，然后很多时候这个船上的人也不喜欢他。
He ridiculed Christianity to a young man who was trying to live for the Lord on the boat.
然后在同一条船上有一个年轻人是基督徒，他就会嘲笑这个年轻人他的所作所为。
And under his strongunder a strong atmosphere of this man, the boy gave up his faith.
那就是因为他这样不断地攻击这个年轻人后来都那个绝望了，放弃了信仰。
He was to live to regret that the rest of his life.
那当然，约翰后来在他余下的人生非常后悔这件事情的发生。
At one time, he was so low that he was working as a slave in Africa.
那他有的时候他生活堕落到一个地步，他甚至自己在非洲就是当一个奴隶。
But he was brought out of that miraculously.
但是神很奇妙地把他拯救出来。
He had no love for God. He had no care for religious things.
但是他自己那个时候一点也不爱神，对宗教一点兴趣也没有。
But God cared about him.
然而神仍然在意他。
You see, the prayers of his mother followed him through the rest of his life.
虽然他母亲已经去世了，但是他母亲为他做的那个祷告，一生都跟随他。
He was on a ship and was traveling actually as sort of a guest on the ship.
那他有一次在船上，那个时候他只是当一个旅客而已。
And they ran into a terrible storm.
然后海上起了很大的风暴。
And they went through that storm. It was like any minute they were going to go down.
然后这个风暴非常之这个严重，以至于就是说他们岌岌可危了，这个船很快就要翻了。
And he recognized that he was going to face death.
然后这个时候他终于意识到说他也要面临死亡。
It shook him to his very roots.
然后这一点终于真是触到他的这个内心深处。
But miraculously the ship stayed afloat.
但是这个船奇迹般的就是得救，没有那个翻船。
So he thought he was going to thank God. He was going to turn a new leaf. He was going to be different.
那个时候他也很感谢神，说能够活下来，那他就想说我要从此有所不同。
And he really tried.
而且他确实是努力这样做了。
But he was too weak.
但是他自己非常软弱。
He had lived in morality too long.
他这个放荡的生活持续了很多年。
As a slave trader, he was visiting, after that, he was visiting one of the villages.
然后他没有办法一下子从里面走出来。后来他是因为做奴隶贩子，有一次到一个非洲的村庄去。
And during that time, he became very ill with a fever.
在那个时候他就得了一种病，发烧很厉害。
They thought he was going to die.
然后那个时候人也认为他可能快要死了。
This woke him up.
那这一次他终于醒过来。
And he called to God for truly forgiveness.
他呼求神，真的是请求神来赦免他。
So as he went on, He finally became a minister.
后来是日子 过去了以后，他就成为一个牧师。
And during that time, he learned many things.
然后在这个过程中，他也学会了很多事情。
He learned to grieve about the young man that he had turned from the faith of God.
也就时候那个时候开始，他非常的后悔，他当初曾经就是使那个年轻人放弃信仰。
But during that time, he wrote this song.
也是在那个时候，他写了这首《奇异恩典》。
Amazing grace.
奇异恩典。
To a young man that was wicked, that had lived a battery, that had almost died several times, finally found the amazing grace of God.
描述就是一个年轻人，他生活在这个放荡不羁的堕落当中，终几次面临死亡，终有一次，终于有一天，找到了恩典。
He said he saved a wretch like me.
就是赦免像我这样的这个罪孽深重的。
You see, he had come face to face for what he really was.
他就终于看到自己是那个罪孽深重的人。
I came face to face myself, what I was.
能够看清自己是什么样的人。
And you must come face to face what you are.
就像他一样，我们也要看到自己是什么样的人。
And he did. And he said, "The Lord has been so good to me."
他自己说，神对我真的是非常好。
So he found something very real in his life that changed his life.
他在他的人生中找到了那个非常真实的、可靠的依靠，而且他可以面对。
And this is what he's talking about, the amazing grace.
所以他在这里讲到说是奇异的恩典。
You know, God had his hand on a life like that, just like he's got his hand on you.
你知道吗？神的手在约翰牛顿的身上，其实就像他的手在我们每一个人身上一样。
So I said he became a minister.
就刚才我讲到，他后来成了一个牧师。
And one time, one of his family had a young boy there, and he was talking to him, telling him stories about his sea life.
后来有一次，他的一个亲戚，一个年轻的一个小男孩在那儿，他就跟他讲他从前在海上这个生活的这些经历。
And he told him how he had turned one from the faith of God and had lost him.
然后他也跟他讲说他自己怎么样的离开神。
And of course, he told him about the slave business.
然后也讲到说他怎么在这个贩卖奴隶的这个行业中生活。
One day when he was talking to him, he said, "I have something for you, Wilbur."
那后来那天这个。
William.
那个他就跟那个小男孩说这个 William 我今天有一个东西要给你。
And he gave him a Bible.
就给了这个小男孩一本圣经。
And inside was the name of the little boy, William Wibblethorpe. I can't pronounce that right, but he is the one that fought all of his life against slavery in England and won the freedom of the slave.
这个 William Wilberforce 就是这个小男孩的名字，他就是后来在这个英国，然后由他来主导的这个废除奴隶制度的这个运动，然后最后取得了成功。
You see the grace of God.
你从这里面是不是能够看到神的恩典
？That took a slave trader, immoral, saved him, and was able to influence the whole nation of England when they stopped the slave trade.
那这个，你看神的恩典能够使用这样一个这个放荡堕落的一个奴隶贩子，能够拯救他、改变他，然后使得他的生命能够影响到整个英国，然后最终能够废除奴隶。
And that's truly the amazing grace.
真的是完全是神奇异的恩典。
Thank you.
I believe.
我有一个, 很年轻的,
when he found out that he had cancer,
40多岁的朋友,
back then it was pretty much of a death thing.
那是在比较久以前,
he was a good fellow, really he was.
他是一个很好的, he
went to church all of his life.
对,
and he just lived a good family life. But now he came face to face with eternity. He came first to mother and dad.
他后,
and he said, I need to pray.
他就跟他父母亲讲说,
you see, his religion wasn't enough.
他这个时候宗教对他来说是不够的。
Just going to church hadn't been enough for both.
仅仅是去教会而已,
he knew he needed something more. He really was very upset. Facing death so young is very difficult. He said, mother said, we prayed together. And after a bit, my uncle looked up and said, it's all right now. He got up with something different. He didn't have just religion, he had met the Lord. But it doesn't stop there. My mother was the one that stood by his bedside when he was dying. She said, I knew he didn't have very much longer. She said, as I stood there looking at him, praying, she said, all of a sudden, he opened his eyes wide.
那我妈妈就讲说, 当时我就站在他床边, 然后为他祷告, 然后就看见他的眼睛突然变得很亮。
And she said, the look on his face was like he had saw a tremendous firecracker show.
然后他那个脸上那个表情那个容光就好像
like she saw something wonderful and marvelous
就好像看到了那个就像那个烟火突然一下齐放的那种感觉那个非常的奇妙那个美的那个感觉
then he closed his eyes and was gone
然后就是那一瞬间然后就闭上眼睛就去世
了 what happened he had gone home
到底发生了什么呢他那个时候就回家了
he had gone to the place that Christ had prepared for him Where we today are part of the kingdom of God, but we will see the reality of the kingdom of God.
虽然我们今天是神国当中的一员，没错，但是有一天我们会看到那个真实的那个神的国度。
There's a poem that said, "When we get to heaven, we'll see Jesus face to face."
有一首诗歌唱到说，当我们有一天回到家的时候，我们会与耶稣面对面。
The joy of the Lord, the peace of God that will fill our very being.
神的喜乐和平安会完全的充满我们。
We'll never feel sorrow again.
再也不会体会到忧伤。
He said, "There's no tears." God will wipe away our tears.
再也没有眼泪，因为神会把我们的每一滴眼泪都擦干。
There's no death there.
在那里没有死亡。
There's no arguing there.
也没有争竞。
And there won't be any complaining there.
也不会有人抱怨。
Because we're home with the Lord.
因为我们回到家。
This beautiful city they sang about, someday will become a reality.
我们唱的这个美丽的圣城会有一天在我们当中成为真实。
And just as Jesus was born in that manger, he's coming back and we're going home.
就像耶稣曾经降生在马槽那样，他也有一天会回来，我们会与他一同回家。
We're really only on a journey.
我们在这里不过是在旅程。
Even Shakespeare realized that.
连莎士比亚都这么说。
He says, life is like a stage.
他说人生不过是一出戏。
You get on the stage in your scene of time, you play your life, and then you're gone.
你在舞台上一段时间，然后演你的那出戏，然后你就要下台了。
But Shakespeare didn't realize this is a preparation time.
但是莎士比亚并没有理解说我们这个人生的舞台不过是一个预备的地方。
A time when men could face God, face themselves, be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and live with him day by day.
预备我们有一天能够亲自去见他，预备我们将要得到的这个救恩，然后以后可以和他永远的每一天在一起。
One of the wonderful things too is we'll have a great reunion.
而且一件非常棒的事情是说我们会和很多人相聚。
When you get as old as I am, you have more over there than you have here.
如果你到了我这个年纪，你就会发现你在天堂那边认识人比要在你这边认识人要多。
You'll meet these, you'll meet Newton, you'll meet John Wesley, you'll meet Paul, you'll meet Peter. What a day that will be.
你会见到很多历史上、圣经上的那些有名的人物，那个是多么奇妙的一天。
And he promised it to you.
而且他是也是这样应许我们的。
He said, "My Father loved you so much."
他说我的天父那样爱你们。
That he sent me to die in your place, spiritually.
也就是说，他差我到世上来为你的罪而死。
That you can have everlasting life.
所以你可以得着永生。
It's for every one of us.
这个是为我们每一个人预备的。
It's just for us to choose.
但是我们要自己做出选择。
For it is what we call a gift. He said a gift of God.
我们称它为神的礼物。
A gift is only good when you take it and open it up.
这个礼物你只有接受了、打开了才成为你的。
Open our hearts to Jesus is a tremendous gift.
把你的心打开，接受耶稣这个这么棒的礼物。
I want to make it to heaven.
我想要有一天到天堂
去。I want to see all that God has prepared.
我想要看到神为我们预备的一切的美好。
He said, "Eyes have not seen, ears have never heard. You don't have any idea the place that I'm preparing for you."
神说，眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过。神所为我们预备的是超过我们所能想象的。
Aren't some of you a little tired with the struggle?
你们是很多人是不是心里觉得
tired with
the continual
bump in your head?
然后常常就是遇到困难挫折。
Tired of sicknesses that have gotten hold of you.
我们身边还有我们自己身体上的病痛。
Remember one day.
要记得有一天。
When we go home.
当我们真的回家的时候。
It'll be all over.
所有这一切都会过去。
So make sure in your journey of life that you find Jesus so you can find everlasting life.
所以你要确定好你在人生现在的这个旅程中能够找到耶稣，然后能够确认你有永生。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
接下来这首诗歌啊，是哈利路亚啊。那如果当中有人唱过你愿意跟我们一起唱的，看你现在要上台还在下面，都很欢迎你。有没有让先要上台？欢迎你们上来。好，不然的话我们就一起来唱出主耶稣的凯旋得胜，唱出我们心里的赞美。好，我们请起立，我们用站着，好，来一起来领受这首诗歌。